Okay, so we're holding. I'm took a different shtickle today. I didn't go Kisidron because he goes on a lot of other inyanim. I wanted to try to stick to some inyanim that go to the heart of the inyan a little bit. So we're in Amud Sadi Gimel over here. It says Bayom Hashvi Kitoiv Leiv Hamelach VeYoyin. It says Zemral Eyas VeKoshel Lo Mutzach Lichtay Bayom Hazayin. I mean, what's the chesivus? Which day in the Mishnah was this? Because Lomitzach Lichtay Bayom Hazayin Yia Ezerim Sheyirtza. Whatever day it was on one of the days in the Tzayim in the Mishnah. You had the V'nir Shabaloyma Ki Kolin Yonei Amigila Zayis Lehoisa V'Mikra. So he's trying to tell you that all the different inyanim that happened, the events that happened, were not b'mikra. Whenever you see, when things click into a place that makes sense, that's when you see that it's not mikra. So when things have a specific makom, and we've seen this with the Akedah, things that are b'mida, and b'minyan and b'mishkol are dvarim chashuvim. So anything that has a specific time that happens, that the timing is right, we say it's not coincidental. We say it's part of a certain mahalach. So he says, kasheroy lios kashvi roy she'atoyv leiv hamelach. It was bedafke roy for that. Ki roy hayoyim azeh be'atzmoy ala shvi b'yayin. So the seventh day of the seventh day is a day that's roy for the event. And why? V'zeh ki shviyu m'loshen sviya. In Loshen Kodesh, the oisius, shin beis, ayin, could be savea, it could be sheva. So there is the word sheva and the word savea have something in common. Why? Seven has in itself a certain element of being saturated, of being full and complete, and that's why it's called seven Loshon Seva. So there are many, you know, there's number 10, which is total in terms of a digital, of digits. That's, that's one Shleimus. There's a Shleimus of Zion. What's a Shleimus of Zion? In other words, where do you find in nature that Zion has some sort of shleimus to it? The 7 days of the week are don't have a real makom in teva. This doesn't mean anything. So he says, "V'zeh be'arun v'kamen koymois ki aguf agashmi yesh lo shishat stadin." A cube has six different axes, which are milo mata, dalid ruchos. So you have this way, this way, this way. So you have six different ways in which it can go. The three axes in two directions gives you six. And he says va'dayin, it still is not savea. Ke'oid yesh v'shvi v'keneged nekudas ha'emtzoi. It's a seventh is the kudas ha'emtzoi. Ve'oza mispa zeh sheva shukeneged shishat stodin v'emtzoi b'neihem. V'enoi chisar. So let's explain this first. Maral says this many, many times. Let's explain what it means. If I were to ask you what is, a car, so I can have, I can take all the pieces of a car as they are in the factory, put them in a bag, and I have a car. I have, show me one thing that's in the car that's not in this bag. Everything you have there is in the bag. The answer is, but you don't have the tziruf of the pieces around a certain structure. The metzius of any entity is not only the parts, but what is it? So when the nekuda emtzoyis that he speaks about is what is the thing itself? What's its mahus? In other words, when I look at a car is a vehicle for bringing people from place to place. That's what it is. So that's why you have seats, that's why you have a motor, you have so on. You ever see a kid who's building stuff with Lego, doesn't particularly have much, just has a lot of pieces that he keeps attaching in some ways. at the end, you ask what it is. There's no description of it. So it's not really an entity. It's not different if it's in the bag. It happens to be snapped together. The nekudem tzois means around which point do all of the parts revolve around. What's its mohus? And it the thing is not sholim without it. That's the thing kamat doesn't have a metzias without it. So whenever you want to define an entity of a full fleshed entity, which is six ktzavis, and then you have the nekudem tzois. And that's its shleimus. Ki aguf agashmi yesh v'zeh be'arei kama koymos ki aguf agashmi yesh shish tzadim em amala v'matav dal ruchos v'adayin ein seveya ki oy yesh be shvi v'kneged nekudas hem tzoy v'oz ha'mispa zeh sheva shu kneged shish tzadim v'yom tzibinei v'ein el chisor u'lekach Hashem yisbor chishnim es olom v'yom ha'zayin she'oz hayo olom seveya v'sholim lo yot chisor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashlim the world on the seventh day. So the number seven, as it appears in the Mahalach of 6 days and one day, and the number seven as it appears in the Mahalach of the different sides of the cube and in the Kudem Tzoyes, are really the same Mahalach. If you take a look, we're used to counting Shabbos 6 days and the seventh day at the end. Yom Rishon Shabbos, Shem Shabbos, Shishi Shabbos. There's another configuration, which sort of more than Mekubalim, and I mean, Halach also has a Makom, actually. It says, Yimino Smolo Beinayu Kalo. You have 3 days on one side, and 3 days on the other side, and Halach it's Nagia Wednesday is, we said Mechunan on Wednesday. You can make Havdalah till Tuesday. In other words, Shabbos, the truth is, it's true in both ways, but it's an akuda merkazis of the week. In other words, it gives meaning to the week, and that's why it's a sukkah of Zion. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these are all parallel structures. So before you spoke about Yom HaShvi being Shabbos, Al Razal Perikam Gilu Dorshu B'Yoyv HaZayin Toiv Lev HaMelech Omer Rava Yom HaZayin Shabbos Hoya Sheyisrael Oichlem V'Shoysin Maschilim B'Divir Torah B'Divir Shoyos Yisipachos. There's Chazal point out another nekuda here. That Kal Yisrael, when the Oichlem Shoysin, they say Shoyos Yisipachos, Avlomas Oichlem Shoyos Yisipachos, Ein Maschilim B'Divir Tiflis. V'chem Yisrael Shoyos Yerasha, Allah Loim Madis Nois, Allah Loim Parsis Nois, Amna Chashverosh, Klitshim Shtamash Bein, Loim Madiv Loim Parsi, Loim Kasti, Etzorchem Lerois, and so on. That's the Chazal over here. I want to explain a little bit. I want to be mazb a little bit in the kud that he's driving at. Chazal here, what are Chazal pointing out over here? The truth is that the word svia, the musik of svia, has in itself two possibilities. It says Lamashal. When you want to eat, and you fill up, and you're stuffed. So we have a problem. And if the goal of eating, for instance, when you want to fill up your tank, the car tank with gas. So when the gears gets to the end, it starts coming out again, then the tank is full. There's no point in trying to fill the tank more. You've done what you need to do in it, and that's fine, that's great. When you when you're eating and you reach sort of the tank tops and nothing go in again, you have two choices. One way of looking at it is, fine, I have what I need, and I'm good to go. Or, how am I going to be able to eat more? The Chazal say that parsiyim adoimim to a doiv in three ways. to beer in three ways. One is they're mesubal and basa kadoiv. They're heavy, they're hairy, and it says they have no menucha like a doiv. They are not having menucha means that since the achila v'shtia is a tachlis in itself, so once now you're looking for something else. It's like l'moshel somebody is looking, he's restless. His restless means that he hasn't found what he wants. He's looking for what he wants. The koyach of svia, in the koyach of being able to be nisba, is the hafchana between whether or not something is it has an end to itself. In other words, there's a tachlis in it, and therefore there's sviyas chal, the sviya is just all it is an obstacle, really. The Moshe Chazal give over here is Klal Yisrael, when the sveyim, it rebounds. So if let's take a mashal, let's look at it. Imagine I need $1,000. So I come to a gvir, I make my pitch, I get $1,000. That's what I need, and it's fine. That's it. So I'm very happy, and I say thank you, and wonderful. I go. If I'm a oyev kesef, then as soon as I get the check, I say, I wonder what it would take to get 5 or 10 or 100, because I'm not, and there's no amount that's going to force me to go back and say thank you, because I wasn't nisba yet. If there's no svia, then there's no hidur on it. Svia, in other words, svia itself is something which, unless the person starts with an akuda of ashlama, Svia itself is a problem rather than a tachlis. So of the Dalet Malchias, the one that was most, the one that had that most strongly was Paras. There wasn't any shiur. If you take a look in the beginning of Megillah, there's a total lack of shiurim. There's a total lack of anything with any tachlis into it. Nothing itself. The only other Uma in a different Eifen that says like that is by Esav. It says that it's Tehoim, but it's Tehoim in a very different sense. Here the pshat was the Girui of Taiva as not having an end to itself is the Nekuda of Paras. So the Mela Klal Yisrael, the Achila Neshtia of Shabbos, as soon as it must be at a person, the person gives back the Shavuot Haidah. So fine, I have. So Yasher Koyach, thanks. I reflect back again. The Umas Olam, and Paras especially in this case, when they reach saturation, they begin to look for something to whet their appetite. They have a problem. If they can't eat, then they are they don't have what to do. So now they start figuring out the Parsius versus the Modais and so on. They need a new gear of Taiva. So it's Ki'ilun the Yom HaShvi, Ki'toy Le'melech B'yoyin. So that's a gili, a certain gili of where of Machos Paras. It reached saturation point, and B'yom HaShvi at that point, he should have said, share Milos and bench, kind of. That's it. They're finished. Now he starts looking for something else. Vehine gam razal mefarshim ki yoma azayin roi lashlama dim kein yikshal chalama yizav yom haShabbos imishum kidozem lanos chusay Yisrael b'chalom gakim chusay afshalim ze b'Shabbos kishalach moshayis atchil davar tiflus yisoy sekar. So in other words, yes, Chazal wanted to show the difference between the two. But why stick it into the suit over here? It has nothing to do with it. The observation could have made any. Rak Chazal bo loyma kiyem azayin miyuchad lashlama. Lekach boi nema leiv ha-melech. Kiv m'shekol suzum ha-shves b'shvil shia odom mushla. In other words, the suda was there to show that he is absolutely, totally powerful and all-encompassing, Malchus. V'yoyim ha-shvi shu shabbos u miyuchad la-shlomo. V'nasev yozeh ma'isa shal vashti, shom lo'av lefeim vashti. Ki tachas ha-shlomo su umez dvarim gufnim. Ki umez hem gufnim ba'atzmam. So their tachlis lies in the guf, and b'meila, if the guf is no longer capable of carrying on taiva, then they have a problem, and that's the restlessness of the doiv. The lashon in Daniel is, you know, that the doiv is in the cholam is that he's walking around and saying, we should eat basa sagi. We need to eat a lot of meat. That his whole mohus is the eating the meat. So svia is an obstacle rather than a shlomo. B'nasu b'yom hazeh ma'aseh shel vashti sh'om lo'av lifneim vashti ki tachlis hashlomo su'umos dvarim gufnim gumos gufnim atzmam kach kasher magim l'hashlomosom hein dveikim begufnim legamri. So the point of saturation is the point of their most physicality, whereas by klal yisrael, when whatever is, when they take care of their needs, so a person calls man, his needs aren't met, he parnasa, the food, the whatever else he needs, so he can't do. But as soon as it's done, he's ready to go do it. By the umas ha'olam, it brings out the strongest gufnis, because that's, it's a matar in itself. Acheilom pasim chulav. Yisrael shemosim matar loytis kol echad vechad shemosim fi mashehu. Umibnei kach bo harigas vashti.
So he says another point here,
that's an akuda that he's bringing out in this mahalach of gufnias. There is no such thing. Everything in anything physical has a seif, has a keitz, has a gvul. That's its metzias. There is no such thing as bigger is better, because if I eat X amount, if I eat less than X amount, I'm lacking something. If I eat X amount, I have what I need, and my body functions at its best. 2 times X is not better. 2 times X is worse, because since it's going to break the gvulas down, it's going to destroy it. I had a friend of mine. He raised a family of kids in Israel, and so his kids spoke English, but some of the finer meanings of different words were lost on them. So he told me once he was giving ice cream, and one kid said, "I want more ice cream," and the second kid said, "I want much more ice cream," and the third one says, "I want too much ice cream." The understanding that the superlative is infinite. There's no, then becomes a negative. It has to lead to churban. In other words, it doesn't seem on the surface of it, you know, where could too much taiva be a problem? It's a problem, right? It's not ruchnius, whatever it is, but in the world of, if it's not fixed for its tachlis, if a person's appetite is not geared to his needs, then it will destroy him, and everything that a person does that's physical, because physically everything has a shleimus. You know, this is what it is, and that's all it is. So b'meila the in. Since the seventh day didn't produce a svia, so what it led to was misa. It's going to go to a point until it will platz. It will not, and that's why sort of a semi mayimah muska. When we talk about indulgence versus self-discipline or reining in an appetite and whatever it is. It's a virtue with its own right, because across the board there's no mahalach that no gvulis can ever lead to something other than destruction. In any tchum achayim that's physical, no gvulus destroys it. Baruch minusa. There's not a tchum like that. And Mimela, I mean, I grew up in the 60s, and at that time the Chachmei Olam posed the question, why is there need for gvulus? Why is there need for gvulus? It's all, man-made, artificial, and as such, it's not natural, it's not good, and no gvul in any tchum whatsoever. So, yeah, so my door went. In other words, anyone who stayed on till the end, it was gone. Whatever it is. Make no difference whether it was... In whatever tchum what he blew his mind with, or his person, it's gone. So b'meila, the pasuk is saying, Paras was at the critical moment was Yom HaShvi. Yom HaShvi was a moment when, okay, there's an inyan for Melech to be married Kod Machusay, and he was married Kod Machusay. But it didn't end there, because it's not in there, because it didn't have a tachlis to it. They wanted to enjoy themselves, they wanted a party. So they went further. At that point, if there's no sphere, then it's going to end with a misa. It's going to end with destruction. The kashon k'moizes tov b'ahed v'u asot lokach higi amay sevashti v'al yisrael higi atzol ha'idei zeh ki zeh shleimah shal yisrael v'tachl se yisrael v'ashem yisbar lakach yishem kiyum etzah ashem yisbar. So in other words, this was the moment, in a certain sense, that the beginning of the churban of one churban began, and the Hatzolah Klal Yisrael started. This was the refuah kodem Makkah, through Vashti's dying, Esther took over, and so on. Kiyom HaShvi HaZeh Shebe Tachl Shemus HaShem Kasha Hushlam HaShvi HaMelech Malchusay Vosa Suda Vosheimus HaSuda Sholat HaSotin V'Igia Maise Vashti V'Hovein HaDvarim Eilu Mo'oid Klal Adova, Klal Adova Ki Tachlis Yisrael Hu HaMaila Loikis Lekaka sha'oichon v'shoizavim b'shleimah shalehem v'ozme v'akshon davadei v'toyosh v'shleimah se'choloiki. So Christ was always subordinating its inyanim and so on. I want to add, it's a double pashit, and so we touched on it a lot of times, but it's important to reconfirm it. There's a misconception that if you anything that you eat on Shabbos, you label Kavod Shabbos. So as much as you eat, as much as you drink, and what you drink, and how you drink, everything falls under the hechsher of Kavod Shabbos. The test of it is, does the person know gvulus? Does it bring it to something? Is the pshat, the frame of mind, and the simcha, and the tainug, brings the person to doing things to ruchnius, in whatever way. Whether it's tefillah, whether it's learning, whether it's, beno chaveiroi, then the pshat is, it has a tachlis outside of itself, and then it's of the Yom HaShvi. When a person is in a better mood, a better frame of mind, and the inyanim gashmim do that for a person, so then it's fine. That's the realization of Yom HaShvi. If the person finds himself, the end result of it is much less of whatever it is, then it's not quite, then what he's doing is not the achilas of Yom Shvi. There's no svi in the achila. The achila became an end to itself, and it's not leading off to anything else that has in itself ruchnius. When Chazal gave that klal, a klal Yisrael, when the oisik shiris shvachos is nivra Torah, means that it's a certain explanation. If I fill up the tank with gas and now I'm off for the next few hundred miles or whatever, then there's an understanding that that's what it was there for. The car just stands in one place, it's not going any place. So they fakir, they sink back they're in into whatever gashmis. And in that is always bad. The the so-called good inside a inside partying, socializing, everything like that, if it has no tachlis, it ends in bed. Somebody once said in Eretz Yisrael, sort of a quip, a joke, but there's a lot of truth in it. Like, someone once says, how come frumah simchas or frumah parties, you know, end? Not frum parties always end with the police coming, and you know, somebody broke something, somebody did something. How come? So this person said, because they don't have shir malas. In other words, there's no way to stop it. It only stops when you carry out somebody, or somebody complains, or the police comes, whatever it is. It's a cute saying, but the MS to it means that people party, l'shem partying. I always used to hear, let's party. We're brought up that a party has a matara, you know, simchas nesuin, a simchas asiyum, a simchas chaverim, a simchas peiros, something. In other words, I am using this as a means to express something, but partying as l'shem atzma, it was very hard. First, I was always wondering, how do you know which day to pick? Like, you know, like what's kaveya, how and when you party? I mean, but the partying l'shem atzma is exactly what he's talking about over here. Let's just finish up. Okay, we'll hold it here. He goes on to a new union of Tzelem, Kim, and so on and so forth. Okay, hold it.